You have to have discernment.
तपाईसँग पनि त्यो खालको समझ शक्ति हुनुपर्छ.
Just because I come in here and I have a big smile and a Bible doesn't mean you don't have discernment.
म यहाँ आएर तपाईँहरूको बिचमा अलिकति हाँसेर सिकाएँ बाइबल लिए भन्दैमा तपाईँले अब आफ्नो समझ शक्ति गुमाउने कुरो होइन.
You must study for yourself.
तपाईँ आफैले पनि बाइबल अध्ययन गर्नुपर्छ.
But we are talking about a very important truth.
हामीले यहाँ चाहिँ निकै महत्वपूर्ण सत्यताको विषयमा हेरिरहेका
छौँ. We're talking about the condition of man.
मान्छेको अवस्थाको विषयमा हामीले हेरिरहेका छौँ.
Now when the Bible talks about man,
जब बाइबलले मान्छेको विषयमा चर्चा गर्छ,
it describes him in four different places or context.
यसले चाहिँ चारवटा भिन्न भिन्न सन्दर्भमा मान्छेको उल्लेख गर्छ.
In innocence, in the garden.
बगैँचामा चाहिँ ऊ निर्दोष थियो.
In sin.
पापमा.
In Christ.
Yesu Christma.
In glory.
Ani mahimama.
We're not talking about the first state.
Manseko pahilo awastha ko bishayma hamle herirheka chhau.
We're not talking about Adam's condition in the garden.
Adam ko bhayisa bhayeko Adam ko awastha ko bishayma hamle herirheka
chhau. We're not talking about the third state.
Tesro awastha ko bishayma pani herirheka hoina.
Man in Christ.
Yesu Christma bhayepachi kasto huncha
bhanne. We're not talking about the last state.
चौथो अवस्थाको विषयमा पनि हेरिरहेकै
man in glory
महिमामा ऊ कस्तो हुन्छ भन्ने विषयमा हेरिरहेकै
we're talking about man's second condition
मान्छेको दोस्रो अवस्थाको विषयमा
man in sin
मान्छे पापमा हुँदा कस्तो हुन्छ
भन्ने after the garden
अदनको बगैँचापछि
before he is a christian
ऊ क्रिश्चियन हुनुभन्दा अगाडि
what is the condition of lost man
मान्छे त्यो हराएको मान्छेको अवस्था कस्तो हुन्छ त
he is spiritually dead
ऊ आत्मिक रूपमा मरेको हुन्छ
and he is totally depraved
पूर्ण रूपमा दुराचारी छ
He has a darkened mind.
उसको समस अन्धत्व ल्याएको छ.
He has a hardened heart.
कठोर हृदय छ.
He has a bound will.
उसको इच्छालाई बाँधिएको छ.
And he has a defiled conscience.
उसको विवेक दूषित पारिएको छ.
What is the conscience?
यो विवेक.
That is your moral indicator.
अनि त्यो चाहिँ तपाईको नैतिक सूचक हो.
It helps you discern right from wrong.
कुन चाहिँ ठिक र कुन चाहिँ बेठिक भन्ने योग्यता हो
And when you do right, it commends you.
जब तपाईँले सही कुरो गर्नुहुन्छ यसले तपाईँलाई चाहिँ धन्यवाद दिन्छ
When you do wrong, it convicts you.
जब तपाईँले गलत कुरो गर्नुहुन्छ यसले तपाईँलाई दोषी ठहराउँछ
But sin has affected man's conscience.
तर पापले मान्छेको विवेकलाई पनि दूषित पारेको छ
And his conscience can become dull.
अनि उसको त्यो विवेक चाहिँ मन्द हुन सक्छ
It can be hard.
कठोर हुन सक्छ
It can be totally defiled.
यो पूर्ण रूपमा चाहिँ भ्रष्ट हुन सक्छ.
And he calls right wrong and wrong right.
अनि उसले ठिकलाई बेठिक भनिदिन्छ बेठिकलाई ठिक भनिदिन्छ.
Because his conscience is confused.
किनकि उसको विवेक पनि भ्रमात्मक बनिएको छ.
He can sin.
उसले पाप गर्न सक्छ.
He can tell a lie.
उसले झूट बोल्न सक्छ.
He can commit adultery.
उसले व्यभिचार गर्न सक्छ.
He can steal.
उसले चोर्न सक्छ.
He can cheat.
उसले ठग्न सक्छ.
And his conscience is dead.
उसको विवेक मरेको
छ and it doesn't convict him
यसले उलाई दोषी ठहराउँदैन
but when a man becomes a christian
जब एउटा मान्छे क्रिश्चियन बन्छ
god purifies his conscience
अनि परमेश्वरले उसको विवेकलाई शुद्ध तुल्याउनु हुन्छ
and his conscience begins to work properly
अनि उसको विवेकले सही तरिकाले काम गर्न खोज्छ
and when he sins
जब उसले पाप गर्छ
it convicts him
अनि उसले दोषी ठहराउँछ
and he confesses
अनि उसले स्वीकार गर्छ
big sins
ठूलो पाप
little sins
साइसानो पाप
because he has a sensitive conscience
उसँग चाहिँ एउटा संवेदनशील विवेक भएकोले
but before man is a christian
तर क्रिश्चियन हुँदा अगाडि
his conscience is defiled
उसको विवेक चाहिँ दूषित पारिएको छ
look in first timothy
पहिलो तिमोथीमा आउनुस
we're talking about man's condition
मान्छेको अवस्थाको विषयमा हामीले हेरिरहेका छौं
chapter 4
चार अध्याय
Verse 1 and 2.
एक र दुई पद.
What does Paul say?
के भन्छन् पावल यहाँ?
The Spirit clearly says in the last time some will fall away from the faith.
पवित्र आत्मा प्रष्टले भन्नुहुन्छ कि पछि आउने समयमा छली आत्मा र भूतप्रेतका सिद्धान्ततिर मन लाएर कोही विश्वासबाट तर्की जान्छ.
Verse 2.
दुई पद.
By means of hypocrisy of liars seared in their own consciences with a branding iron.
सुट बोल्ने मानिसहरूका छलद्वारा नै यो हुनेछ जुन विवेक तातो फलामले डामेको जस्तो हुन्छ पहिले पनि मैले तपाईँलाई भनेको
Have you ever been burned?
के तपाईँलाई कहिले पोलेको छ
You ever burned your skin?
तपाईँले पोलेको छ यहाँनिर
You burn your skin?
तपाईँको छालालाई पोलेको छ
साया It hurts.
दुख्छ.
But after about 1 month,
तर एक हप्ता पछाडि, एक महिना पछाडि,
or 2 months,
अथवा दुई महिना पछाडि,
the nerves have been deadened.
यहाँका नसाहरु चाहिँ मरेका हुन्छन्.
And you hit it.
तपाईले त्यसलाई हिर्काउनुस्.
You've lost feeling.
तपाईको त्यो अनुभव गर्न सक्ने शक्ति गुमिसकेको
हुन्छ. Because it has been burned.
किनकि यसलाई चाहिँ डानेको थियो.
Paul says men's conscience is like that.
मान्छेको विवेक पनि त्यस्तै भनेर पावल भन्छ.
Sin has burned their conscience.
पापले विवेकलाई डामेको छ.
And they've lost their feeling.
त्यसको अनुभव गर्न सक्ने क्षमता गुमाएको छ.
And when they sin,
जब तिनीहरूले पाप गर्छन्,
they don't feel it.
कुनै अनुभव हुँदैन.
It doesn't convict them.
त्यसले दोषी ठहराउँदैन.
They can shoot somebody.
कसैलाई उनीहरूले हत्या गर्न सक्छ.
They can steal money.
पैसा चोर्न सक्छ.
They can go sleep with another woman.
अर्को छोरी मान्छेसँग सुत्न सक्छ.
Doesn't bother them.
केही पनि मतलब छैन तिनीहरूलाई.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
Their conscience is dead.
किनकि तिनीहरूको विवेक मरेको छ.
Look in Titus.
तितसमा आउनुस्.
There's a verse in Titus about this. Yes, chapter 1.
एक अध्याय.
Verse
15. पद
15. To the pure all things are pure.
शुद्धहरूलाई सबै थोक शुद्धै हुन्छन्.
But to those that are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure.
तर अशुद्ध र अविश्वासीहरूलाई चाहिँ केही कुरा पनि शुद्ध हुँदैन.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
Because their mind and their conscience is defiled.
तर तिनीहरूका मन र विवेक समेत भ्रष्ट भएका हुन्छन्.
When a man is lost,
so mansa ramsa,
when he's not a Christian,
ऊ क्रिश्चियन हैन,
when he's in sin,
ऊ पापमा हुन्छ,
he is spiritually dead,
ऊ आत्मिक रूपमा मरेको हुन्छ,
he is totally depraved,
पूर्ण रूपमा दुराचारी
हुन्छ, his mind is darkened,
उसको समस्त अन्ध तुल्याएको छ,
his heart is hardened,
हृदय कठोर तुल्याएको छ,
his will is bound,
उसको इच्छा बाँधिएको छ,
and his conscience is dead,
उसको विवेक मरेको छ.
That is man's condition.
मान्छेको अवस्था त्यही नै हो.
And it produces a third problem.
अनि यसले तेस्रो समस्या लिएर
आउँछ. What's the third problem?
के हो तेस्रो समस्या?
Moral inability.
तेस्रो समस्या यो हो कि ऊ नैतिक रूपमा असमर्थ हुन्छ. नैतिक असमर्थता.
Now this is one of the most important points of biblical theology.
बाइबल यसो शास्त्रको एउटा महत्त्वपूर्ण मुद्दा हो.
Because of man's condition.
मान्छेको अवस्थाको कारणले
स्पिरिचुअली डेड.
आत्मिक रूपमा मरेको छ.
टोटली डिप्रेव्ड.
पूर्ण रूपमा दुराशा.
And every part of man.
उसको हरेक भाग.
His mind, heart,
हृदय,
will,
इच्छा,
conscience,
विवेक,
it produces a sad result.
यसले चाहिँ एउटा दुःखपूर्ण नतिजा ल्याउँछ.
And this is the result.
अनि त्यो दुःखपूर्ण नतिजा चाहिँ
he is morally unable.
नैतिक रूपमा ऊ असक्षम छ.
What do we mean?
यो भनाइको अर्थ के हो?
Listen carefully.
ध्यान दिनुस् है त.
Very important.
यो महत्त्वपूर्ण छ.
He cannot understand.
उले अब बुझ्न सक्दैन.
He cannot love God.
उले परमेश्वरलाई प्रेम गर्न सक्दैन.
He cannot choose God.
उले परमेश्वरलाई छान्न सक्दैन.
Now the Bible is very clear.
बाइबलको विषयमा धेरै प्रष्ट छ.
I told you before.
पहिले पनि मैले तपाईलाई
भनिसकेँ. If you don't study the word of God closely.
सुन्नलाई तपाईले एकदमै ध्यान दिएर पढ्नु भएन
भने. If you're a lazy student.
यदि तपाई एउटा अल्छी विद्यार्थी बन्नु भयो
भने. If you don't pay attention to words.
सुन्नलाई ध्यान दिनु भएन भने.
Your theology will be wrong.
तपाईको ईश्वर शास्त्र गलत हुन जान्छ.
We're talking about moral inability.
नैतिक असमर्थताको विषयमा हामीले
हेरेका छौं. Let's look at several verses.
यी पदहरूलाई हेरौं.
Romans.
रोमी.
Chapter 8.
आठ.
We're talking about man's condition.
मानसिक अवस्थाको विषयमा हामीले हेरेका छौं.
In Romans chapter 8.
Romi 8 अध्याय.
Verses 5 and following.
पाँच देखि तल.
He's comparing that those that walk according to the flesh and those that walk according to the spirit.
शरीर अनुसार र आत्मा अनुसार चल्नेहरूको बीचमा उनले तुलना गरिरहेका
छन्. Those that are in sin, those that are in Christ.
पापमा भएकाहरू र येशू ख्रीष्टमा भएकाहरू.
Those that are under the control of the devil, those that are under the control of God.
शैतानको नियन्त्रणमा भएकाहरू र परमेश्वरको नियन्त्रण भएकाहरूको विषयमा.
Verse 5.
पद 5.
Those according to the flesh set their mind on the things of the flesh.
पापमय स्वभाव अनुसार चल्नेहरूले शरीरका कुरामा मन लगाउँछन्.
Those according to the spirit the things of the spirit.
तर आत्मा अनुसार चल्नेहरूले आत्मा कुरामा मन
लगाउँछन्. Verse 6.
शपथ.
The mind set on the flesh is death.
पापमय स्वभावमा मन लगाउनु चाहिँ मृत्यु हो.
Mind set on the spirit is life and peace.
तर पवित्र आत्मा मन लगाउनु चाहिँ जीवन र शान्ति हो.
Verse 7.
पद 7 लाई ध्यान दिनुस्.
Very important verse.
एकदमै महत्त्वपूर्ण पद हो यो.
If you don't understand verse 7.
पद 7 लाई तपाईले बुझ्नु भएन भने.
You don't understand man's condition.
मानसिक अवस्थालाई तपाईले बुझ्नु हुन्न.
Look at verse 7.
पद 7 लाई हेर्नुस्.
Chapter 8.
पद 8 अध्याय.
Verse
7. The mind set on the flesh is hostile to God. It doesn't subject itself to the law of God. It is not able to do so. Verse 8. Those in the flesh cannot please God. Now listen carefully. I told you before, there's a word in verse 7 and verse 8 that is very important. It's repeated. Mentioned 2 times. And if you don't understand this word, you cannot have a right theology. What's the word? Is this clear in Nepali?
Yeah, we do have.
What's the word?
But it is not the way English presents.
Right.
But still we have can't, cannot.
It has that sense of inability.
Yeah.
Verse 7.
Potsat.
Last phrase. Is that the last phrase?
Yes, sir.
Last phrase.
But in Nepali language, it is put in...
At first?
No, it's in the last phrase, but it is put in... positive sense, of course, it gives negative meaning.
I see.
That's how. So, not exactly cannot.
Right.
It gives the sense that cannot.
Listen carefully. The Bible was written in Greek.
Yaad garnus ki Bible lai chai Greek bhasha ma lekhieko thiyo.
And in the Greek language,
Greek bhasha ma,
there's a word that is used.
Ani euta shabda ko prayog garieko cha.
Paul had 2 choices of words to use here.
अनि पॉलले अनि चाहिँ दुईवटा शब्दलाई चाहिँ एउटा शब्दलाई प्रयोग गरिएको छ.
One word was he will not.
एउटा चाहिँ उसले चाहिँ इच्छा गर्ने छैन.
Another word is he cannot.
उसले गर्नै सक्दैन भनेर पनि उल्लेख गरेको छ.
Paul chose the second word.
अनि पॉलले चाहिँ दोस्रो शब्दलाई छनोट गरेको छ.
He cannot.
उसले गर्नै सक्दैन.
He has no power.
उसँग त्यो गर्ने शक्ति नै छैन.
He has no ability.
उसँग त्यो गर्न सक्ने क्षमता नै छैन.
He mentions it 2 times.
दुई पटक उनले उल्लेख गरेको छ.
He not able to subject himself to the law of God.
परमेश्वरको व्यवस्थाको अधीनमा त्यो हुँदैन.
Verse 8.
पद 8.
In the Greek.
ग्रीकमा
he cannot please God.
नेपालीमा पनि त्यो प्रश्न छ. परमेश्वरलाई उसले प्रसन्न पार्न सक्दैन.
Doesn't say he will not please God.
यसले के भनेको छैन भने उसले प्रसन्न पार्ने छैन भनेको छैन.
He cannot.
उसले पार्नै सक्दैन.
No power.
उसँग शक्ति नै छैन.
No ability.
क्षमता नै छैन.
No desire.
कुनै इच्छा नै छैन.
Man's problem is not just that he will not. Man's problem is he cannot.
मान्छेको समस्या चाहिँ यो हो कि उसले परमेश्वरलाई प्रसन्न पार्दैन मात्र होइन कि उसले परमेश्वरलाई प्रसन्न पार्नै सक्दैन.
First Corinthians.
पहिलो कोरिन्थी.
Chapter 2.
दुई अध्याय.
We're talking about man's condition.
मानसिक अवस्थाको विषयमा हामीले
हेरेका छौं. We're talking about moral inability.
उसको नैतिक असमर्थताको विषयमा हेरिरहेका छौं.
Chapter 2.
दुई अध्याय.
Verse 14.
14 पद.
He's comparing the non-Christian and the Christian.
Christian र अक्रिस्चियनको बीचमा उनले तुलना गरिरहेका छन्.
He says the natural man, verse 14, does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness to him. He cannot understand them. Now in the Greek
भाषामा,
when Paul wrote it,
पॉलले लेख्दा,
he could have used 2 words.
उसले दुईटा शब्द प्रयोग गर्न सक्थे.
He could have said he will not understand.
पॉलले यसरी भन्न सक्थे उसले बुझ्ने छैन भनेर.
Or he could have said he cannot understand.
अथवा उसले चाहिँ यसले बुझ्नै सक्दैन भन्न सक्थे.
He chose the second word.
उसले दोस्रोलाई छनोट गरे.
He cannot understand.
उसले बुझ्नै सक्दैन.
He has no power.
शक्ति नै छैन.
He has no ability.
क्षमता नै छैन.
He has no desire.
इच्छा नै छैन.
He lost it.
उसले यो गुमाइसक्यो.
Where did he lose it?
कहाँ उसले यो गुमायो?
In the garden.
अदनको बगैँचामा.
The language is very specific.
तपाईले भाषालाई हेर्नुहोस् एकदमै प्रष्टसँग बताउँछ.
According to Paul.
पॉलको भनाइ अनुसार
man's deepest problem.
मानिसको एकदमै गहनतम आवश्यकता भनेको समस्या भनेको
he cannot understand.
उले बुझ्नै सक्दैन.
He cannot obey.
उले आज्ञाकारी हुनै सक्दैन.
He cannot believe.
उसले विश्वास गर्नै सक्दैन.
He cannot repent.
उसले पश्चाताप गर्नै सक्दैन.
He will not.
उसले गर्ने होइन मात्र हैन
कि. He cannot.
उसले गर्नै सक्दैन.
Look in the Gospel of John.
युहन्नाको सुसमाचारमा हेर्नुस्.
Does Jesus teach this?
यसुले के यसलाई सिकाउनु भएको छ त?
John chapter 6.
युहन्ना 6 अध्याय.
Verse
44.
Look at John 6, verse
44.
No man can come to me unless it's been unless the Father who sent me draws him. Now John is listening to Jesus speak. Jesus is speaking in Aramaic.
यसुले चाहिँ आरामिक भन्ने भाषामा बोल्नु भएको थियो.
John is writing in Greek.
युहन्नाले ग्रीक भाषामा लेख्दैछन्.
And he chooses a word to reveal Jesus's meaning.
अनि येशु ख्रीष्टको बनाएको अर्थलाई व्यक्त गर्ने शब्दलाई युहन्नाले छानेका
छन्. And in the Greek language.
ग्रीक भाषामा
the same word is used.
उही शब्दलाई प्रयोग गरिएको छ.
He doesn't say this. A man will not come. He says a man cannot come. No power. No ability. No desire. The language is very clear. Jesus is speaking in Aramaic. John is writing in Greek. John writes down Jesus' meaning. And what is Jesus' meaning? It's not just that a man will not come. It's that he cannot come. Look in verse 65. This is his conclusion. He says it again. For this reason I say no one can come to me unless it has been given to him from the Father. He could have used two words. Will not or cannot. He says he cannot. Look in John 3. Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night.
Nicodemus भन्ने मान्छे चाहिँ येशु कहाँ राति आउँछ.
Verse 2. Familiar story.
एउटा परिचित कथा हो यो.
That Rabbi, we know you have come from God. No one could do these things unless God's with him.
गुरुजी, हामी जान्दछौँ तपाईँ परमेश्वर आउनुभएको शिक्षक हुनुहुन्छ, किनकि परमेश्वर साथमा हुनु भएन भने तपाईँले गर्नुभएको चिन्हहरू कसैले गर्न सक्दैन.
Nicodemus is being polite.
Nicodemus यहाँनिर अलिकति विनम्र भएका छन्.
He's given Jesus face.
अनि येशूलाई चाहिँ उनले ठाउँ दिइरहेको छ.
But he has a deeper question.
तर उनको हृदयमा एउटा गहन प्रश्न थियो.
Jesus knows his heart.
येशूलाई उनको हृदय थाहा थियो.
Jesus speaks right to his need.
अनि येशू ख्रीष्टले त्यो समस्याको बारेमा सम्बोधन गर्नुभएको के भन्नुहुन्छ येशूले.
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, John wrote this in Greek. And he used a specific word. He didn't say he will not see the kingdom of God. He says he cannot see the kingdom of God. What is his meaning? He cannot believe.
उसले विश्वास गर्न सक्दैन.
Cannot enter the kingdom of God.
परमेश्वरको राज्यभित्र प्रवेश गर्न सक्दैन.
How do we see the kingdom of God?
परमेश्वरको राज्यलाई हामी कसरी देख्छौं?
By faith.
विश्वासद्वारा.
How do we enter the kingdom of God?
हामी कसरी परमेश्वरको राज्यभित्र प्रवेश गर्छौं? विश्वासद्वारा.
What does Jesus say?
येशू के भन्नुहुन्छ?
A man cannot enter.
त्यो मान्छे परमेश्वरको राज्यमा प्रवेश गर्नै सक्दैन.
He cannot see.
उसले देख्नै सक्दैन.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
Because his eyes are blinded.
किनकि उसको आँखा चाहिँ अन्धो तुल्याएको
छ. And his ears are stopped up.
उसको कान चाहिँ बोधो बनाइएको
छ. And his heart is hardened.
उसको हृदय कठोर तुल्याएको
छ. And his will is bound. What is Jesus teaching? Before a man can believe, before a man can come, before a man can repent, before a man can see the kingdom of God, something must happen to him. He cannot see it. He cannot enter it. He cannot hear it. He cannot repent. He cannot believe. He cannot come. He cannot hear. Why? He's spiritually dead. He's a dead man. His eyes are blinded. His ears are stopped up. His heart is hardened. His will is bound. Cannot see. Cannot enter. Cannot come. Cannot believe. Cannot repent. He's spiritually dead. That's what Jesus is saying. And before he can repent, before he can believe, before he can come, before he can enter the kingdom of God, something must happen to him. And if it doesn't happen to him, he cannot believe. If it doesn't happen to him, he cannot repent. If it doesn't happen to him, he cannot come. Why? Because he's spiritually dead. No power, no life, no ability. Cannot understand, cannot love God, cannot choose God, cannot know sin. What is his problem? He has no ability, he has no power, he has no desire, he's unwilling, he's unable. I told you yesterday, when you preach to lost men, you're talking to dead men. And when you tell them to repent, you tell them to believe, you tell them to come, you're telling them to do something they cannot do.
तपाईले त्यसो भन्दा फेरि चाहिँ उनीहरुलाई तपाईले यस्तो गरौ भनेर भन्दै हुनुहुन्छ जुन उनीले गर्नै सक्दैन.
Did you hear that?
सुन्दै हुनुहुन्छ यो कुरा?
You tell them to repent.
तपाईले उनलाई पश्चाताप गरौ भन्नुहुन्छ.
They cannot repent.
उनीले पश्चाताप गर्न सक्दैन.
You tell them to believe.
विश्वास गरौ भन्नुहुन्छ.
They cannot believe.
विश्वास गर्न सक्दैन.
You tell them to come.
आउ भन्नुहुन्छ.
They cannot come.
उनीहरु आउनै सक्दैन.
What is their problem?
समस्या के
हो? They're spiritually dead.
आत्मिक रूपमा मरेका
छन्. You tell them to understand.
बुझ भन्नुहुन्छ.
They can't understand.
बुझ्नै सक्दैन.
You tell them to love God.
परमेश्वरलाई प्रेम
गर्न भन्नुहुन्छ. They cannot love God.
प्रेम गर्नै सक्दैन.
You tell them to choose Christ.
क्रिस्टले छान भन्नुहुन्छ.
They cannot choose Christ.
छान्नै सक्दैन.
You tell them to come.
आउ भन्नुहुन्छ.
You tell them to repent. You tell them to believe. They can't do it. When you preach to lost men, you're telling them to do something they cannot do. Why? Because they're dead. Now listen carefully. In the garden, man lost his ability to believe.
विश्वास गर्ने त्यो क्षमतालाई उसले बगैँचामा गुमाइसकेको छ.
But he didn't lose his responsibility to believe.
तर विश्वास गर्ने उसको जिम्मेवारीलाई भने उसले गुमाएको छैन.
Man's responsibility is not based upon man's will.
अनि मान्छेको जिम्मेवारी चाहिँ उसको इच्छामा आधारित छैन.
Man's responsibility is based upon the unchanging command of God.
मान्छेको जिम्मेवारी परमेश्वरको अपरिवर्तनशील आज्ञामा आधारित छ.
You need to understand this. When you are speaking to lost men, little children, young people, old people, if they are not Christian, you are speaking to dead men. You tell them to come. They cannot come. You tell them to believe. They cannot believe. You tell them to repent. They cannot repent. Listen carefully. When you tell men to repent, you are telling them to do something they cannot do.
त्यस्ता अविश्वासीहरूलाई तपाईँले प्रस्ताव गर भन्दाखेरि उनीहरूले गर्न नसक्ने कुरो तपाईँले गर भन्दै हुनुहुन्छ.
You say that's not fair.
मैले भन्नु होला त्यो त अलिकति राम्रो कुरो भएन नि त भन्नु होला.
Or you say this.
अथवा यसरी भन्नु होला तपाईँले.
God tells man to repent.
परमेश्वरले मान्छेलाई प्रस्ताव गर भन्नु न त.
Surely man has the power to repent.
पश्चाताप गर्ने क्षमता मान्छेसँग छ भन्नु होला.
But listen carefully. ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस्. If you don't understand this truth,
यदि यो सत्यतालाई तपाईँले बुझ्नु भएन भने,
you can't understand the power of God.
परमेश्वरको शक्तिलाई तपाईँले
बुझ्नु भएन भने, if you don't understand this truth,
यो सत्यतालाई तपाईँले
बुझ्नु भएन भने, you can't understand the grace of God.
परमेश्वरको अनुग्रहलाई
तपाईँले बुझ्नु भएन भने, if you don't understand this truth,
यो सत्यतालाई तपाईँले बुझ्नु भएन भने,
you cannot understand regeneration.
पुनर्जीवनलाई तपाईँले बुझ्न सक्नुहुन्न.
If you don't understand this truth,
यो सत्यतालाई तपाईँले बुझ्नु भएन
भने, you think you can change men's hearts.
तपाईँले सोच्नुहुन्छ कि म मान्छेको हृदयलाई चाहिँ बदल्न सक्छु.
You can't change man's heart.
याद गर्नुहोस् मान्छेको हृदयलाई तपाईँ बदल्न
सक्नुहुन्न.
मान्छेको समजशक्तिलाई तपाईँ बदल्न
सक्नुहुन्न. You can't change man's will.
मान्छेको इच्छालाई बदल्न सक्नुहुन्न.
According to Paul.
पौलको भनाइ अनुसार.
According to Jesus.
येशूको भनाइ अनुसार.
According to the word of God.
परमेश्वरको वचन मुताबिक.
Lost men.
हराएकाहरू.
Spiritually dead.
आत्मिक रूपमा मरेका छन्.
No power.
शक्ति छैन.
No desire.
इच्छा छैन.
No choice.
कुनै छनौट छैन.
99% of the preachers in Nepal.
नेपालमा भएका 99% प्रचारकहरू
don't understand it.
यी कुरालाई बुझ्न सकिरहेका छैनन्.
And don't believe it.
अनि विश्वास पनि गर्दैनन्.
When I first heard this.
जब मैले पहिलो पटकको विषयमा सुने
40 years ago.
40 वर्ष अगाडि
I didn't understand.
मैले पनि कुरालाई बुझ्दै बुझिन.
What?
के भनिरहेको छ?
God tells man to repent.
परमेश्वरले मान्छेलाई चाहिँ पश्चाताप गर भन्नुहुन्छ.
If God tells him to repent,
यदि परमेश्वरले उसलाई पश्चाताप गर भन्नुहुन्छ भने,
man must have the power to repent.
मान्छेमा चाहिँ त्यो पश्चाताप गर्ने शक्ति हुनुपर्छ त.
But listen carefully.
ध्यान दिनुस् है त.
We are preaching not to man's inability, we're preaching to his responsibility.
यो कुरालाई ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुस्. हामीले मान्छेको असमर्थतालाई प्रचार गरिरहेको छैन तर मान्छेको जिम्मेवारीलाई प्रचार गरिरहेका हुन्छौँ.
So here is the question.
प्रश्न यो छ.
How can a dead man repent?
त्यसो भने एउटा मरेको मान्छेले कसरी पश्चाताप गर्न सक्छ?
How can a dead man believe?
कसरी एउटा मरेको मान्छेले विश्वास गर्न सक्छ?
How can a dead man come?
कसरी त्यो मरेको मान्छे आउन सक्छ त?
How can a dead man enter the kingdom of God?
कसरी त्यो मरेको मान्छे परमेश्वरको राज्यभित्र प्रवेश गर्न सक्छ?
He's spiritually dead.
ऊ आत्मिक रूपमा मरेको छ.
No life.
कुनै जीवन छैन.
Can't see.
ए देख्न
सक्दैन.
सुन्न सक्दैन.
I told you before.
पहिले पनि मैले तपाईलाई
भने. Have you ever seen a dead man?
के तपाईले मरेको मान्छेलाई देख्नु भएको छ?
You wave something in his face.
उसको अनुहारमा तपाईले यसरी हात
लगाउनुस्. He can't see.
केही पनि फरक पार्दैन.
You speak into his ear.
उसको कानमा तपाईले बोल्नुस्.
He can't hear.
सुन्न सक्दैन.
You hit him on the head.
तपाईले यसरी पिट्नुस्.
You kick him.
लात्ताले हान्नुस्.
He can't feel.
केही उला अनुभव हुँदैन.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
He's dead.
मरेको छ.
When you preach to lost men,
जब तपाईले हराएकालाई प्रचार गर्नुहुन्छ,
you're speaking to men that are spiritually dead.
त्यो आत्मिक रूपमा मरेको मान्छेसँग तपाईले कुरा गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ.
You show them the truth.
तपाईले सत्यता देखाउनुहुन्छ.
They can't see it.
देख्दै देख्दैन.
You speak into their ear.
उसको कानमा बोल्नुहुन्छ.
They can't hear it.
सुन्नै सक्दैन.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
They're spiritually dead.
किनकि तिनीहरू आत्मिक रूपमा
मरेका छन्. They have a disease.
तिनीहरूलाई रोग लागेको छ.
Every part of their life.
तिनीहरू जीवनको हरेक भाग.
And it produces this result.
दूषित भए कारणले गर्दा यस्तो खालको नतिजा ल्याउँछ.
So here is the question.
प्रश्न यहाँ छ तपाईलाई.
How can a dead man repent?
त्यसो भने त्यो मरेको मान्छेले कसरी पश्चाताप गर्न सक्छ त?
How can a dead man believe?
कसरी मरेको मान्छेले विश्वास गर्न सक्छ त?
Well, this afternoon we'll try to answer that question.
अनि यो प्रश्नको उत्तर हामी खानापछि दिने प्रयास गर्छौं.
But listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुस् है.
Study the word of God.
वचनलाई पढ्नुस्.
Study the teaching of Jesus.
येशूको शिक्षालाई पढ्नुस्.
Study the teaching of Paul.
पौलको शिक्षालाई पढ्नुस्.
We've just surveyed this briefly.
यसलाई हामीले छोटकरी रूपमा संक्षिप्त रूपमा सर्वेक्षण मात्र गरेका छौं.
Go deeper.
अलिक गहन रूपमा जानुस्.
Listen carefully.
ध्यान दिनुस् है.
Your friends.
तपाईंका साथीहरु.
Your children.
तपाईंका बालबच्चाहरु.
Your family members.
तपाईंका परिवारका सदस्यहरु.
People out on the street.
सडकमा भएका मान्छेहरु.
You talk to them about Jesus.
तपाईंले येशूको बारेमा सुनाउनुस्.
It's like talking to this stick right here.
अनि यो काठसँग कुरा गरे जस्तै हो त्यो.
If I told this stick.
मैले यो काठलाई यसरी भने भने.
Become a living tree.
ए एउटा जीवित रुख बन.
Become a tree.
एउटा रुख बन.
Become a tree.
छिटो बन.
Will it become a tree?
यो रुख बन्छ त भन्दैमा?
No.
भन्दैन.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
It's a dead piece of wood.
यो चाहिँ मरेको काठको टुक्रा हो.
It has to have some principle of life put in it before it can become a living tree.
यो एउटा फल दिने रुख हुनको लागि जीवनका के महत्त्वपूर्ण कुराहरू यसमा प्रवेश गरेको हुनुपर्छ.
When you speak to non-Christians,
अक्रिस्टियनसँग तपाईँ कुराकानी गर्नुहुँदा,
he's a spiritual corpse.
ऊ चाहिँ आत्मिक रूपमा चाहिँ त्यो मरेको लास सरह.
You tell him to live.
अनि तपाईँले भन्नुभएको छ त्यो लासलाई ए जिउँदो
हो. Come.
आइज.
You tell him to repent.
पश्चाताप गर.
You tell him to believe.
विश्वास गर.
No life.
कुनै जीवन छैन.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
He cannot repent.
किन उसले पश्चाताप गर्न सक्दैन?
Cannot believe.
विश्वास गर्न सक्दैन?
Cannot come.
आउन सक्दैन?
Cannot see.
खोज्न सक्दैन?
Cannot feel.
अनुभव गर्न सक्दैन?
Cannot love God.
परमेश्वरलाई प्रेम गर्न सक्दैन.
I told you yesterday.
हिजो पनि मैले भने.
Go to the graveyard.
तपाईं चिहानमा जानुस्.
Open your Bible.
बाइबल खोल्नुस्.
Lift up your voice.
आवाज उच्च पार्नुस्.
Tell them to come.
आओ भन्नुस्.
Will they come?
आउँछन् तिनीहरू?
No.
आउँदैन.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
Because they're dead.
किनकि तिनीहरू मरेका छन्.
How can they come?
कसरी तिनीहरू आउन सक्छन् त?
The power of God.
परमेश्वरको शक्ति.
And we'll talk about that this afternoon.
हामी यो विषयमा पछि हेर्नेछौँ.
Well, let's pray.
प्रार्थना गरौँ.